Well, as you know, we spend a lot of time on this program talking about Due South, which is our favorite program of all time, and it is set around the world of the Mountie. Of course, he is from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And, of course, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, they are operating daily. They are combating crime and everything. And they have a website. And we found it. Oh, yes. We're very, you know, we sort of go off into the realms of the internet and find all these things. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police... I've got the website here. I've also got the... we've been following them on Twitter for quite some time now. So if you want to follow the RCMP on Twitter, the official page, I can give you it. It's RCMP GRC Police. Okay? The website, rcmp.gc.ca. And they've issued a sort of a holiday warning to shoppers about ID fraud and holiday shopping. And I'm going to read some of it now. I may not be able to read all of it, but I'll make a start. Seasons thievings, ID fraud, and holiday shopping. I'm sorry, I can't read properly. It's been a long day. The busiest retail season of the year has already begun, and with an increase in financial transactions comes an increase in opportunities for fraud artists. This year, keep your holiday shopping joyous by taking a few extra precautions. Shopping in person. Even though you'll be rushed and thinking about a thousand things, try to remain alert to your surroundings. When paying with a credit or debit card, never lose sight of your card. Whenever possible, swipe your card yourself rather than giving it to the cashier. See, I'm always... I'm one of these people. I'm very, when they say, "Can I have your card, please?" I'm like, "Well, do you have to have it?" And, you know, I'm very, very sort of paranoid about these things. Always shield your PIN when entering it. Don't be embarrassed. You're not insulting anyone. Do not keep a written record of your bank PIN numbers or your social insurance number in your wallet or handbag. And if you suspect anything unusual when using a point-of-sale terminal PIN pad or an ATM cash machine, do not use the machine and report it immediately to the police or the financial institution. So that's sort of part one of our series of audio boos using this information here provided by the official Royal Canadian Mounted Police website. Seasons Thievings is the title. ID fraud and holiday shopping. Don't let your Christmas end in disaster. And we've just been giving you some tips there from the RCMP on shopping in person. In the next audio boo, we take a look at the advice from the RCMP on shopping online. Now, this has to be the biggest sort of minefield of, you know, I mean, I know lots of people who have had their information stolen online when the only time they've used their cards online is, for example, booking flights to fly back to, because lots of sort of teachers over here are from other nations and they're always flying back at Easter and Christmas in the summer, and the only time they've used their cards is for, you know, maybe one, maybe two transactions. Now, when that happens and your information is sort of stolen, you automatically assume, oh, it must have been that particular shop I was using online or whatever. Of course, there's so many ways that your information can be stolen. Be very, very careful about sort of your transactions, whether it's online, in person, or whatever. So we take a look at the problems you may have in terms of security with shopping online. That's in tomorrow's program. Today it was shopping in person. Go to the RCMP's website for more information, rcmp.gc.ca, and don't forget the Twitter, RCMP GRC Police.